There is a severe nursing shortage with aging baby boomers. The situation is expected to get worse. To help ease the shortage, the profession is trying to lure a demographic group that's underrepresented. Joyce Russell of member station WOI in Ames, Iowa, has this report.
Nurse Aaron Gopp is preparing an older gentleman for surgery at Iowa City's Veterans Hospital. It's about time to wheel the patient into the operating room. Gopp is there to keep him at ease.
Do you have any questions for me before we go into the operating room?
No.
Good. All right. Wake up when we're all done and we'll get you back to your room and make you nice and comfortable.
Gopp is a former sailor turned nurse. He says he likes taking care of people and enjoys tending the high-tech medical instruments in the operating room, but hardly a day goes by that Gopp doesn't find himself fighting stereotypes.
It's not the white pantyhose and do exactly everything that whoever's writing the orders above you does. We are independent thinkers.
Now, the healthcare industry is pushing that more hard-edged view of nursing as it aggressively recruits men to the field. New marketing materials, including television ads, are full of masculine images.
It's a fight all the way, and I have to win that fight.
We touch a lot of lives every day.
I've seen kindness heal.
A Johnson & Johnson campaign featured these male nurses, caring, strong, and smart, and ready to fill 126,000 vacancies across the country. A brochure featuring men also graces the website at the University of Iowa Nursing School, where a task force is charged with boosting male enrollment, now languishing at only 6%. University of Iowa hospital official Linda Everett says making nursing attractive to guys is a challenge.
Some males who would be very, very good nurses, they're very caring people, very compassionate people, see it as something that is feminine. And the image there is not one that perhaps a lot of males would find appealing.
So the brochure the school produced features photos of everyday-looking guys recounting the satisfactions of nursing, such as being first at the bedside in a crisis. Polly Bednash with the American Association of Colleges of Nursing says other campaigns stress the job's emotional rewards.
There's one very touching scene in one of the ad campaigns where an older woman reaches up and touches the face of this big, burly man, thanking him for what he's doing for her. And it's really an accurate representation of men being caring, being comforting.
Bednash says with more men caring for their own children, portraying nurses as compassionate caregivers just might work. But she knows that even the most compelling images won't draw men in if guys don't see them. For that reason, another school, the University of Texas, now markets materials at sporting events and in men's magazines. Their nursing college male enrollment has reached 29%. Recruiters say better pay has also boosted the job's image. Starting salaries can reach $50,000 in some parts of the country. And with so many jobs available, one goal is to lure men who've been laid off from other fields. University of Iowa nursing student Sam Thibodeau completed a microbiology degree expecting a career in public health, but nursing is where the jobs are.
You can go anywhere in the country and have a job in nursing. That was one of the major appeals which drew me to nursing as well. I get information about jobs available. I get a couple, two or three in the mail a week.
Professionals in the field say the stereotype that men are doctors and women are nurses should ease now that women have increased their ranks in medical schools, and they are optimistic that today's prime recruiting conditions will attract more men to the traditionally female field. For NPR News, I'm Joyce Russell in Ames, Iowa.